Indian state Maharashtra's Chief Minister Devendra Fudnavis has called for peace following clashes in Nagpur on Monday, which were sparked by tensions over a protest demanding the removal of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb's tomb, according to local media. The violence, which began after a protest organized by the right-wing group Vishwa Hindu Parishad, escalated into stone pelting and the torching of several vehicles, including fire brigade vehicles. Several firemen were reportedly injured during the unrest. In response, police used cane charges and tear gas to control the situation, which had spread to the Mahal area in central Nagpur. Four people were reported injured in the violence, which was eventually quelled. Deputy Commissioner of Police, Archie Chandak, confirmed that the police displayed a show of force and used tear gas to disperse the crowd. He added that while a few vehicles were set ablaze, the fire was quickly extinguished with the help of the fire brigade. He also mentioned sustaining minor injuries during the stone pelting but urged the public to maintain peace. Union Minister Nitin Gudkari, who represents Nagpur in Parliament, also appealed for calm in a video message. He attributed the unrest to rumors and assured that the government would take action against those responsible for illegal activities. Gudkari further urged citizens not to believe the rumors circulating in the city. The controversy surrounding the removal of Aurangzeb's tomb began last month when Samajwadi Party leader Abu Azmi made a statement claiming that the Mughal emperor was a good administrator, but had been wrongly portrayed in history. His remarks, which coincided with the release of the film Chava, which depicted the torture of Sambhaji Maharaj, sparked significant backlash. Police cases were filed against Azmi, who has since received advance bail from a Mumbai court. Fudnavis also addressed the situation, expressing that it was unfortunate that the state had to protect Aurangzeb's grave despite his controversial history. He stressed that any decisions regarding the tomb must follow legal procedures, as the Archaeological Survey of India had previously taken over the tomb during the Congress government. Meanwhile, the Congress party has criticized the state government, accusing the ruling coalition of inciting division between communities. Congress Legislature Party leader Vijay Wadatiwar demanded the removal of a cabinet minister, claiming that irresponsible statements from government ministers had fueled the unrest. Despite the unrest, the city has returned to a state of calm, with heightened security and a renewed call for peace from both government officials and local leaders.